There's safety in numbers, baby, and I'm safe with you. Safety in numbers, baby, and I'm safe with you. I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming about you, girl. I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming about you, girl. Madge Weinstein, I'm safe when I'm listening to you. Madge Weinstein, the safety in numbers, and I'm safe.
It's so wonderful to have Mr. Zichy back, isn't it? Really, it was wonderful. I didn't know what happened to him. I thought of either he hates me or he offed himself. But evidently, he just took a break. Let's see. We're going to call the Queen of Chemo to see how she's doing. I believe she just took her pills, and hopefully she hasn't passed out yet. I think she's in a blackout. A blackout from her pills. Hope she answers before. I hope she hasn't fallen asleep yet. Come on.
Hello.
Hi, Cheryl. It's Madge Weinstein.
Hello, Steen. How are you doing?
Hello, honey.
Hello, honey.
Hello, honey.
Hold on.
What is that? Your mother's here? Excuse me? Your mama's here? Something wrong? Hello.
Hello. Sorry, I had to mute for a moment.
Something wrong? How are you feeling today? Better?
Hold on.
Excuse me. Hold on for one more day.
Excuse me?
Is your mother... Excuse me, your mother there? Well, you got to hold
excuse
on.
Excuse me, my mom is here. Excuse me, excuse me. Hello, honey.
Hi.
Well, I'm feeling better yesterday. Well, the problem was that I had a prolapse. Now, that's not unusual for me.
No, I didn't think it
but
was.
But it was very painful.
Okay. Why? Well, I mean, why would it... You always
I had PID.
Pelvic inflammatory disease, also known as pussy in distress.
Mm-hmm. And...
Now, how did you get that? You're in chemo and your mother's there. What, is she porking you with a dildo?
Listen.
Yeah.
Sometimes things can get out of hand. And it just so happened that it got out of hand. So I had to go see the doctor,
uh-huh.
And they prescribed some medication for me for the PID, for the PID.
Okay. Now, were you having muscle spasms in your lips or what?
Yes. My lips are full of muscles, so I was having the spasms in the lips.
What was that like? I'm picturing like a giant squid or an octopus, like with tentacles.
Yes.
Did you squirt ink?
I am a squirter. I am a squirter, so that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
It was not ink, though. It was... a clear liquid that smelled like pee. Pretty sure I peed.
But was it ink? It should have been, was it black?
No.
Okay, then you're not a giant squid. That's good. We've ruled that out.
So.
Hello? What's going on with your voice now? You sound like you're breathing through a...
I'm sorry. It's hard to talk a lot because I'm...
Ugly?
Short of breath needs.
Why?
So I'll let you talk.
Okay,
listen.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, Cheryl, I need to talk to you about something. I really need to talk to you about a problem. called Obesity. In particular, an obese person involved with this show in the past. You may have heard of him. Her name is Purple Fatty. Not to be confused with our friend Pear Fatty, which is, of course...
Mm-hmm.
Who's Pear Fatty, Cheryl?
Don't know. Who is it?
We discussed this the other day.
Oh, you're talking about she's used to mix drinks.
Exactly. You have her on the counter, and you put dead babies in her and get it out with Doritos.
Like the Hamilton Beach Blender.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you notice what Reagan Fox posted on his Facebook today? I'm jumping around.
Oh, he got a new haircut. Ooh, you can't even see it.
Yeah, but did you see what he posted? I got to find this. It's very funny. I put a like on it. Let's see. I don't know how this works, this Facebook. It's so confusing.
Is he in recovery from meth addiction?
No, I seriously doubt that. It's early.
AIDS.
Right.
Chlamydia.
Same as AIDS, isn't it?
Warts.
Reagan is contemplating what he's going to wear to gym bunnies and jock straps. I'll read it again. Reagan is contemplating what he's going to wear to gym bunnies and jock straps. Evidently, that's the name of a party. Anyway.
Did anybody comment on that?
Yes, somebody said, well, you can't really go wrong with anything to exist, you know, that brand. And then Reagan writes, oh, Bradley, you are wrong on so many levels.
Bradley Trainer.
No, Thompson.
Oh.
Anyway, about Purple Fatty, I've been trying to order a replacement, and they don't have, they're fresh out. I'm trying to order a replacement fatty from Craigslist. Now, I thought you could just call up and get a fatty, dial a fatty. No such number. So I had to put an ad on the Craigslist. Would you like,
give a tiny URL so people can see it?
Well, it'll probably be gone by the time, you know, I'm sure they'll kick
it. Why?
But it's been there all day. I don't know. I just figure, since I
Twittered it. You can't delete it, mate.
I'll just tell people the post number and they can search for it that way.
Okay.
Let's see, honey. I'm not going to read it. They need to see the picture. That's true. What was that?
It's very good.
The posting ID is 105-231-8358. 105-231-8358.
How do you find that?
You go to Craigslist for Chicago, you just put that in the search, that number.
Okay.
I'm going to read it. Now, there's a picture of an obese man with some cans. Canned items on his bed, and he's very bedbound. Very bedbound. Definitely not somebody who can get out of bed.
No, and very
good. The headline, and Griselda wrote this. I must say, she did a nice job. Popular gay podcast looking for cast member, Chicago. A popular Chicago-based podcast. Well, she wrote podcast, but it's wrong. Podcast is looking for a fat male to take part in the show. He should ideally live at home, be over 500 elbs, and be willing to be verbally abused. He must be willing to discuss his lack of personal hygiene and bowel movement details. Please respond to bloatedlesbianjew@gmail.com with a descriptions and when you'd be willing to have an on-air interview. Location is unimportant. No compensation. Not a single reply, Rilch. Are there no more fatties? Now, the thing is that I was thinking is I need to do better. You know, it's good that Andy only thinks about food all the time, and that when he does his podcast, as somebody so eloquently wrote in the last comments, that basically whenever he talks, he's just eating and doesn't really talk. On his podcast, he just eats. And on his videocast, he just eats.
He cooks in his very good cooking video, The Lost and Post.
Right. So what did he cook? Mayonnaise popsicles or something? What did he make? Mayonnaise balls?
No. Well, he made potato salad with mayonnaise.
And why was the video good? Because you saw lots of fat?
Yes.
Right. So the thing is, I want to take one step further, and I think the next fatty...
Now, honey, can you tell me, is this enabling? Now, I watched his video, which I thought was very good, not only because you saw his obesity, the doodle show. I thought he did a good job at editing anyways. So he's peeling the potatoes. Now, have you seen... Like maybe in 1900s, they had those metal peelers that are really shitty. Your mom probably has them. They're very shitty metal peelers. You know what
they look
like? About?
What do they look like? Are they straight or do they have like a handle? Like for the
They're
square
like straight.
Shape?
It's basically a piece of metal.
Yeah. With a hole
very
in it?
Very shitty.
I don't know. What about it?
So he had a really shitty peeler.
Can you find me a picture of
it? I sent him a new potato peeler.
You shouldn't
have
done that.
Is that enabling him?
No, it's not, but it's giving money away. You're trying to get money from people. People are donating money to you, and you're sending it to that fat thing.
I felt bad. It was only $10.
Listen, you send it to that.
It was only $10. Listen, Andy is very nice. He may be fat, but I felt bad. He's a very sweet man, very fat, very fat, very fat. Did I say he's fat? And that person did have some good points on the comics.
Right.
I'll just say that.
Right.
Right, right.
Anyway, so...
No replacement.
No. I think, but the next replacement that I have in mind is we're going to take it one step further.
Pear...
No pear fatty. I need the next fatty not only to be housebound like Fandy, but he must also be bedbound. So I want I want our next fatty to cook from bed. Okay, cooking from bed with new fatty. I don't know what kind of fatty it'll be. It remains to be seen. Bed
you mean
fatty.
What color
or fruit.
Why?
Anyway, one of our gay bars burned down this morning, which was good. So there was somebody. This place
which
called.
One?
It's called Scarlet. It's right across the street from the side tracks on Halstead Street, on the main drag. It burned down.
Oh, that's so sad.
Very cracky, right down the street from the Peter Mavericks. But it sounded like a crack accident.
Oh, I'm glad that your bathhouse didn't burn down.
You're an idiot. So anyway,
how's the wet room next?
What?
How's the wet room, Nate?
Open.
Oh, God. Sorry, I'm on a load of drugs right now.
I hear that. I went to the psychiatrist, you see. And I'm sorry, Mrs. Bodenheimer.
Oh, Mrs. Bodenheimer did not call me.
No,
that's
she was just going to call and say, But she didn't. So I just got back from Nookies with, we had a couple birthdays. Nookies, it's a restaurant. I had a Sonoma turkey burger.
And was good?
Mine was good, but the friend who, the friend that's been helping me on the house, John P.
Yes.
John P. Well, it was his birthday dinner, so we all had to pitch in. So he had spaghetti that was too runny, and we got him to complain about it. So his meal, they only charged him for the Coke, which was $2.50. Split among eight people was about a quarter each. So it really worked out nicely for the Jews at the table, namely me.
That's very nice. What a good birthday. Running
it really
spaghetti.
Was. Yeah.
What did he say? It's more birthday and the spaghetti sucks ass.
Yeah, basically. Basically. So they're having a bowling party for the meth addicts tomorrow, so I guess I'm going to go to that because bowling is so fun.
What? Bowling?
Bowling.
Bowling?
Bowling. Bowling.
Bowling.
Mostly.
Okay. That sounds very fun. The meth addicts are always a good tooling.
How come
you're tired and I'm not? Well, I'm starting to get tired.
Because you're listening to me. Everybody gets tired when they listen to me. Do you think that if I asked Wanda Wisdom, I have to chair this Seattle Sutton meeting on Fridays that I usually go to, which sucks. Do you think if I asked Wanda Wisdom to speak at it, would she take the bus down here?
Wait a minute. This Friday?
No, not this Friday. Some Friday in the next 3 months.
She might if you pay for it and you provide her somewhere to stay for free that's not your house.
She can stay on my couch. It's clean now. Oh, that's the other thing I want to tell you. So tomorrow at 9:30, I'm having a painter come over to give me an estimate. And then
ooh.
I need to get new walls. I need to get
Wait. Did you have the real estate person come?
Oh, this was a disaster. I'm so glad you mentioned it because this I need to tell you. The real estate agent came over this morning. She's a lesbian with lots of food allergies like me. She's funny. She came in and, you know, I have these Lucite chairs you've seen on the pictures, you know, with the clear... with the glass table. And I said, she's like, can I go to the computer? I want to show you the comparable places on your computer. I said, sure. She looks at the Lucite chair and she puts her hand on it and she says, am I going to break this?
What?
Yeah. I said, no, it's okay.
You mean because she's fat?
Yeah. she said, because I'm a little chubby. I'm like, no, you're not going to break it. Seriously. So, but listen to this. So she looks at the comps. Now, you remember my mother used to be a real estate agent. Well, I sent my mother copies of the comps, you know, because she wants to see them and make sure if I do sell the place in order to move into a cardboard box that it's priced properly. I sent her the comps, and I cut off. I thought I had cut off the name of the real estate agent that was concerned about my chair, but evidently I didn't. So the next thing, I come back to the computer an hour later, and I get an email from the real estate agent that says, dear...
Thank you for holding.
Fuck. God damn it. Hold on, I got to play some excuse me to edit that out. Hold on.
I had a yeast infection.
Okay, hold on. I got to do some yeast infections here so I remember to edit that out.
My wound was severely infected. I had a yeast infection. I had a yeast infection. I had a yeast infection.
Tremendous.
Oh, gosh, that's not loud enough for tremendous.
Tremendous.
That's good.
Okay. Anyway, where was it?
You're killing me.
So anyway, so she wrote, "Dear Madge Weinstein's mother, comma," and then goes on to explain some things about the comps. And I said, "Oh my God,
what's a comp?
A comp is like the comparable properties in the area that have sold recently,
okay, so you can figure it out."
And I said, oh, my God, my mother called the real estate agent without asking me. So I wrote back an email. Now I got to read this to you because it's very funny. This is really funny.
Dear mother.
No, it gets better. Trust me. If I can find the goddamn thing, hold on. Oh, my God, what a disaster. What a disaster. Hold on. It's so embarrassing. I wrote an email. Dear mother. Dear Mother Weinstein, please do not contact this real estate agent directly. It's kind of embarrassing to be almost 60 years old and have your mother call people on your behalf. I know you're trying to be helpful, but please, love, Madge. Now, she wrote me back, and I can't believe the tone of this. Listen to this. I am and it doesn't even say, Dear Madge. It just says, I am a professional real... I am a professional realtor. I was asking about the different tax rates and DOM days on the market. Do you know the answers? These questions are important. Please ask them and forward them to me. Love, Mom. And this went back and forth. I mean, this is ridiculous. And I had to call the agent. I said, my God, I am so sorry. I know that I'm 1,000 years old, and my mother is still. I mean, this does it ever stop? My God.
Mother.
It reminds me of when I was in accounting class in college and I was flunking out, and my mother called the professor. And she said, you can't flunk him. He needs to graduate. So she gave me an A.
Seriously?
Yeah. Well, an A minus. She told me, you know, when I took the final, and I was so stoned and didn't care. And I was taking the final. I had no idea what was going on. And the woman, the teacher, had such a thick New York accent, I couldn't understand what the fuck she was saying. And when I have teachers that have thick accents, like Ching Chongs or whatever, I don't hear what they're saying. I only hear the accent because I'm trying to imitate it in my head. So she would say stuff with this accent. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about.
Please, do an impression.
Well, she'd say, there's this thing called cost of goods sold in the accounting world. I didn't know that. I thought it was course to good soul because she said, now we have course to good soul. I thought it was course to good soul. So I didn't know it was costs of goods sold. I thought it was course to good soul. Course to good soul. And she told us a story, and this is where I knew that the call from my mother would be beneficial. She said, you know, I used to teach in Chicago, and I had a student that threatened my life, and he called me and he said, I'm going to kill you if you don't give me an A. And somebody in the class said, so what'd you do? She said, are you kidding? I gave him an A. You think I want to get killed? So when
when you had your mother Google?
Sort of, yeah. So my mother calls, she tells him this, and then it's the final, right? The final exam, and I remember it vividly because you could still smoke back then, and I was smoking. And I was taking the exam, and I'm just like, oh, I don't know what to do. She comes up to me during the final exam. She says, come here, Madge. Come here. Come outside. She sits me outside because they had proctors. It's like not proctology, but people watching. So she didn't. How do you know?
Because, honey, I visited children in schools. So I was actually a proctor 2 years ago when they fired me. So I was smoking in the classroom. You can't do that anymore.
Right, the copycat. Yeah. So she takes me out to these square couch things in this modern school campus thing at Vassar. And she says, sit down. And I'm like, why? She's like, just sit down and relax and have a cigarette. I'm like, okay. She says, oh, and I gave her the exam. She said, don't worry about it. Just you know, you're fine. Stay here until the exam's done and don't worry about it. You'll be okay. So she says, okay, call me in a week and I'll tell you your grades. She says this to everyone, I think, in the class afterwards. I said, okay, so I call her. I was so nervous. I said, so what grade did I get, teacher? She said, oh, my God, I looked at your exam. It was so funny. Oh, my God, your answers were hilarious because they made no sense at all. Like, I was like, would, like, answer Christmas. You know, like, if you have an accounting this and that and you have $500 and you have to amortize this, that, and the other, and I'd write, like, crayons, you know, banana peel for an answer. You know, shit. I had no idea what the fuck it was. 12 cents, you know? She wrote, oh, your exam was so funny. I go, oh, really? Uh-oh. What did you give me? She goes, oh, I think I gave you an A minus. So I got an A minus. I got an A minus in the class.
Honey.
Had no idea what the fuck I was doing. Not an idea in hell.
What school was the...
Vassar.
Well, that says a lot about the school and the rigor.
Well, no, it says a lot about, don't blame the schools. There were other teachers I had to bribe. Calculus, I had to take so much fucking calculus. And the last, because I had to take probably 15 credit hours of calculus. But in reality, I took about 25 hours because I flunked the level 2 class, which was a 5-hour class. I flunked it twice. And then the third time I was flunking it again. And what I did is I just wrote a note to the teacher and stuck it in the final exam booklet. And I just said, look, I've taken this twice. I got to graduate, and it's just not going to happen. I'm never going to pass this class. Please pass it, or I may have to kill myself. And she passed me.
You said, I may have to kill myself.
I don't remember if I said that. But something like that. And then there was another class, which was quantitative business analysis, which was my major, which I had no idea what it was. No idea, because I was so stoned, you know, when they talk about the big O and shit, you know, simulate how to simulate, you know, banks. So you know how many tellers to... You know what I did? The guy was weird. I gave in the exam, again, I just made up answers about fish and whatnot. I gave him one of those 3D postcards. You know those things where you turn it and it changes the picture a little bit? You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like when you're a child, you know, when it maybe it's a picture of Cinderella and then she's got her shoes on and off or something. Well, this was a picture of a geisha, a Ching Chong geisha, and you turn it and the geisha winks at you. So I stuck that in the exam as a gift to the teacher, and I passed. So that's how I made it through college.
So basically, you actually
bribery.
Really failed college.
Absolutely. But... Absolutely.
And what about grad school?
I didn't go to fucking grad school. Are you kidding?
That's all you did.
No. Did I? Maybe I did, and I forgot. I'll have to check some of my past shows.
I thought it was something with the biznatch.
That was undergrad, though. I mean, I did major in anthropology, but see, I also majored in business at the same time.
Anthropology and the penis and the business.
And the pigeony. Yeah.
Did you learn a lot about the head of the penis?
The head of the penis is sometimes larger than the base of the penis, but please don't worry about it. Now, so I'm having what? I have to tell you one more thing.
It is an
Okay, so tomorrow the painter's coming over. Now I have to do stuff.
Wait a minute, did the real estate woman say you could sell your place?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, she thought it was in better condition than I had warned her of. But basically, I have to paint the whole place, do some little fix-ups, and put in new floors.
Yes.
Now, this is the problem. So the painting, I'm going to have an estimate tomorrow, but the floors are going to be expensive. I need to have a fundraiser to raise money because I can't afford them. I can't afford it. It's going to be thousands and thousands of dollars.
And right.
Yeah, because it has to be... I really like to put hardwood floors in because...
I'm sure people feel really bad for you.
I've had it with this fucking audience. You know, every time I tell them I want money, they tell me I have to do something.
Honey,
Madge, you should sell CDs.
You'll get more money from people feeling bad that you don't have a job and that you want this to be your job than you want to put fucking floors in your place so that you can sell it and make money. Listen. That doesn't work. Okay.
I have to survive.
Listen. You are surviving.
Cheryl, I can't sell the house with
this fucking... You don't have cancer, bitch.
Well, that doesn't mean I... You know, not having cancer isn't a job. You know? I'm sorry. You don't get paid for not having cancer.
No, you should.
Yeah, you don't. Now, will you do me a favor and go to my Facebook and
I can't, honey.
And I want you to press that you like the like button on my post about the Craigslist. And what is that noise? Are you dying?
That's me yawning.
Oh, good. You're getting tired. That's good. Did you hear the show with Rachel Kahn's mother that you were in?
I actually skipped that fork.
You skipped Rachel Kahn's mother?
Yes.
That was probably the funniest story that I've ever been on the show. You can't skip that. It is.
You will go back and listen.
No, you'll love that story.
I kind of can't stand her.
Listen, it's the funniest fucking story. You just won't believe it. Seriously.
Why? Because she said, shut the fuck up.
It was a funny story. Just listen to it.
Now, honey.
And it involves a retarded girl clapping.
Really?
Tomorrow I'm going to see a movie, I'm going to yoga, and I'm going to a bowling party.
Bowling.
I changed my profile. He wanted a profile description on Facebook, and it was blank. I wrote, I am an obese woman of Luna.
That's good. Now, honey.
What?
Well, I realized something.
What? That you're ugly?
Now, on the last program, I said a number of things. that apparently I had said before.
True.
And a very smart red monkey pointed that out and said, well, that was a very sweet. I am completely retarded and on drugs and have repeated myself a number of times.
That wasn't
so
nice of him.
So I wanted to apologize. Ooh.
But I do that all the time. It doesn't matter. You can do that.
But I guess.
But the red monkey, he doesn't do his homework.
That's true. We're still waiting for Pocket Video.
We're waiting for Pocket Fatty's video, a.k.a. Purple Fatty video. And now...
Well, Purple Fatty said that he does not authorize it. And I said, well, you better still fucking do it, bitch.
You know, and then he comments 12 times on this all of a sudden he's back and he's already commented 5 times.
And he did.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, oh, like, I knew he would do that. Like, all of a sudden he's back now that he didn't do his homework. And he says, hold on, you didn't do your homework. Well, I sure as hell did my homework, because my homework from last week was to get laids.
You got laid? Oh, yes, the bathhouse is for what?
Did you read that one post that was so intelligent from this person named Dan? Andy, honey, you're fat. You know it. Own it and work it. Madge has been very nice to you and has said many times on her podcast that she is truly worried about you. There are many people, including Madge, that would like to see you walk out of that door and get a new life. There are also many people that would like to hear about what you feel and what you experience. There are many experiences and feelings you must have, but you never share them. You spend most of your podcasting not speaking. Honey, your last podcast was 75% dead air. Think about that. The only thing we ever hear from you, and I'm not sure if you realize this, is that you are consuming, preparing, or storing food. Of course Madge is going to draw attention to your weight. What else can she draw attention to? If you went on a serious Weight Watchers diet and talked about how you hated it and how terrible it was, that would be great podcasting. If you talked about your father, your home, trying to write an admission paper to a college, or even what field to take, how you're going to finance it, that would be great podcasting. And of interest to all. God, this person types. I'm trying to get through his typos. Don't feel you're the only one that does not have his life together. I mean, really, look at Rachel. Seriously, look at her. She expresses herself and her feelings in many ways. You should as well. I strongly think you should look around at the number of people willing to help you and take the help. There'll be plenty of time to beat up Madge. She's a filthy whore after all. Well, for now, keep relationships and friends that are willing to help you reach some goals. And Andy... you have some work to do, honey. You need to diet. Stop drinking that sweet tea like you're some Southern Belle in fried green tomatoes. Get off your ass and walk 3 miles a day. You won't die. Go to your doctor and check it out. Then start making some headway into getting into school. I think it is a bad thing to choose a career now. Get into a general program first. Madge, get fucked, Dan. That's good stuff, huh?
Dan, is this the Dan that sent me money?
I believe, it doesn't say which Dan, but I'm pretty sure it is, yeah.
Can't you look on the WordPress names?
Yeah, you think I'm an idiot? It doesn't have that.
Doesn't have his email?
He didn't put it. Oh, yeah, it is the same one, yeah. It is the same.
Oh, he's good. He's good. He's real.
Really,
I mean, not only is he nice to me, but he's a good writer, and he speaks the truth. Love him.
Here, let's hear the computer say it. Hold on. I need just a sex cunt. Hold on. Don't talk for a sex cunt. See if I can do this. Okay, I'm going to... Hold on. Just one moment. Can't have any dead air like Andy Melton. Jeez. Okay, here we go. Here's the computer saying what that nice Dan said.
And Andy, you have to do some work, honey. You need to diet, stop drinking that shit sweet tea like you're some Southern Belle in fried green tomatoes.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. She gave Andy a Jerry Springer beatdown. That's what we call that.
Preach on, mate.
Man, what a mess. But you know, one thing that came out of that whole Andy business, I don't feel sorry for him anymore. I really don't, because I realized how manipulative he is.
He is, but he, you know, he's still my friend, and I wish him the best, but then he's a whore.
But he hasn't sent you any presents.
He don't got no money.
Doesn't matter.
Excuse me.
What? I don't know. I got this weird email. I tried to respond, but the email was bounced. Can someone get me a chicken sandwich? I don't understand what this girl is saying.
Is it Rachel? She's probably on drugs.
No, it's probationer.
No. Rachel does a lot of illicit drugs. I'm very worried about her.
No comment.
Okay.
No comment.
Probation is insane. It needs to get some professional help.
Oh, Berbatia was trying to respond to the fatty ad. That's what she meant when she said the email was bounced. Can someone get me a chicken sandwich? Okay, now I get it. I didn't know what she was responding to. Oh, my God. So what's your mother doing right now? Is she playing with your clit?
She's on her computer.
Is she playing with your clit?
No, just the tip. Is your mother?
I hope so.
No, just the piercing.
Oh my God, that was so terrible what she did to my poor real estate agent. I mean, I don't even know if I'm selling the fucking place yet, and she's already like ripping into her. It's just like when I was a little gal and she would do that to my, you know, it would like ruin my friends, like, you know,
honey, you just enjoy talking to me now because I'm laughing at everything you say because I'm so high on drugs.
Oh, is that it?
Pretty much.
I have so much snot.
I'm such a mess.
Well, at least you didn't go to. At least your laps didn't prol today. I mean, at least you didn't.
It did prol. I just didn't feel it. It's true. It hit the ground, and I was walking on the sidewalk. It hit a grate. I didn't even feel it. I kept walking.
Listen.
I left half my laps.
I found a new product for you to call when you get better. There, have you seen these walk-in bathtubs?
The what?
They have these walk-in bathtubs. They had an advertisement on TV. I didn't get the number. But they're walk-in bathtubs for people that are too fat. Seriously. That are too fat to get in and out of a bathtub. They're walk-in bathtubs. So they actually have a door. You open the door, you walk in, and then you close the door, and it like has a seal, and then you turn the bath on so that you don't have to like get in. So it's for you, and they're huge. So they're on the TV, they show some old lady.
How big is the door?
The things can hold probably a rhinoceros. They're so big. So they're obviously for obese people.
Doesn't it flood everything?
No, you drain the water before you open it.
Well, what if you have to poop?
Well, these are the questions you need to ask them. That's why you need to call them when you're better. See, now you have something to live for. I'll find out the name of these. You know, let me Google it now.
And write a list of questions.
Walk-in bath. Here. It's all over the place. Superior walk-in tubs. Walk-in tub depot. Let's look at this. Oh, they're beautiful. You got to look at it. It's superiorwalkintubs.com. They're for the models are old ladies, but the people, they're so big, it's huge. It's for obese people. It's for big, fat, obese people. But none of the models, they just show old people in there. There's the Dynasty model, which is 4,000. Andy's going to be jacking off for this now. The Dynasty model is $4,695.
Do you think that if the water in his house would ruin it? It would turn all brown.
I think he would turn it brown. I think the shit in his body. There's some testimonials.
They clean the foods.
Let's see if there's any good. I want to see somebody who's I'll just search for the word fat or obese. No, it doesn't find large. No, I can't find obese. XL comfort. Oh, God, there's XL. This is good. Cheryl, we got a winner here. Contact us. They have an 800 number. It's 800-668-1880. Maybe what's-her-face can call it, Deborah. The XL comfort is the widest bath The XL Comfort is the widest walk-in bathtub made for those with a fuller figure and for people who want extra room to bathe. These large and luxurious walk-in bathtubs can also hold a person weighing up to 500 pounds. The XL Comfort walk-in tub will offer the same safety and luxurious features as our standard luxury models with additional width for comfort. The door width is over 25 inches wide to guarantee a safe and accessible entry into the tub. My God. It says, here are the features. Replaces and fits into the space of an existing wide bathtub. Anti-slip floored seat, 17-inch high seat. Height allows for a, and this is all in all caps, deep soak. Right or left mounted doors. Lifetime manufacturer's warranty on the door seal. 16 jets, hydrotherapy. 25.25 inch.
How gorgeous the voodoo girl, because of what did it make you suffocate?
Built-in duty squirt. Huh?
Ooh.
What? What was the question?
Dead fatty. Dead floating fatty.
Can you just talk to them now really quick? I mean, it'll be quick.
I can hardly talk to you.
Just try. We can call him another time later, but just as a rehearsal. Add a contact.
I'm going to lose it.
Fatty Tubbs. That's what I'm calling it. I'm calling it Fatty Tubbs. Fatty Tubbs. Let's just try it. Who cares? Before Deborah, I mean, you don't want Deborah to get to it. Okay,
sure.
Now this is called the you want the XL Comfort model? It's, you can ask about it.
I don't think they're going to be open. It's midnight.
Of course they are. They have a President's Day special, but I think that's over.
What?
Hello? Wait, you know what? I put too many ones in.
Whoa.
I think I dialed wrong. Maybe not. Because it says plus one. Here, hold on.
Hi, I reached the walk-in bathtub company. All of our sales reps are currently assisting other customers. If you leave a message, somebody will call you back as soon as possible. Have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press one for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
I'll leave the message. Hello. Hello? Hello? I'm calling about the bathtub for the XL. Hello? Hello? I'm calling about I can't hear you. Are you there? I think we have a bad connection. Hello? Hello? I'm calling about the bathtub for the obese people. Hello? Oh, maybe I need to press something. Where's the numbers to press, I think? Where's that thing, the dial, the number pad? I can't see because my fingers are so big. Jesus. Where's the number pad? Where's the number pad on this thing? Oh, my God. Sorry. I think I have to press 1 or something. Maybe they need to know if I speak English or Spanish. Oh, my God. I can't find it. I don't know. I guess we'll call you another time. Oh, shit. I hung up on Cheryl. Cheryl. I didn't mean to hang up on that thing. Oh, what a disaster. Ay vey. Cheryl is easily amused today, isn't she? Wow, it's midnight.
Hun,
sorry,
sorry,
Cheryl. I didn't mean to hang up on you too. Well, I was looking for the.
Did you hear me die?
Yeah, it's not cool. That wasn't even funny. I don't know why you were laughing. It was talking to a machine.
Honey, you want these? when they give you that kind of message, it's a scam because there's lots of them that are like that. That's for the cold disorder.
You all right?
Oh, honey.
What do you mean it's
a
scam?
It done killed me.
What do you mean it's a scam?
It done killed me talking about trying to find the number pay for your fat fingers. Don't kill me, honey. Ooh.
Hold on.
We can try another food.
I will try fatty. It's very addictive. Fatty two tubs. Okay, one.
Honey, you got to call something that's open.
9-5. They're open. Everybody needs a bathtub at any time. Come on. 406. Well, it's still fun to call. I admit when you became the expert. Call Fatty Two Tubs. All right, and we're calling this Fatty Two Tubs. Fatty Two Tubs. You know, Deborah can always call on your behalf. My friend has a prolapse.
Who am I calling?
This is a different company, but I don't know if they sell the right tubs. Hello?
How you reach Sharon at Walk-In Tub Depot? I'm either on the phone or away from my desk.
Was it somebody's
Please
house?
Leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hello? Hello? Is anybody there? Hello? 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 I'm calling. I can't hear you. Are you there? I'm calling about the bathtubs. You have the walk-in bathtubs, and I was wondering if you have one. Oh, special sizes. I'm looking for one for the obese people. Do you have bathtubs for the obese people? Hello? Damn it. I did it again. Why do I keep hanging up on that thing? Shit.
Hello.
I don't know why I keep hanging up. Okay, they have one called the Excalibur. It looks like an electric chair.
I may call something that's open or else I have to go to sleep.
I don't know what's open. How do I know what's open?
Call something else.
Okay, walk
that's
in
open 24 hours, but not the bathtub.
I want the bathtub. Here, walk in bathtubs 24 hours.
We could call Living Excel and see if they've got one.
Oh, here, this one says now open 24 hours a day. It says so right here. Yeah, and they're Better Business Bureau endorsed. Safe and comfortable walk in bathtubs.
You might want to tell them about saying it.
Okay, well, let's add this one. Just ask if they sell the obese people tubs. Obese 24-hour tubs. 800-671-1464. Don't forget to ask permission. We always have friends. Obese. You make my peace obese like Della Reese. I hope I don't hang up on you this time like I did the other two times. Glamour bath. Hello. It says our phone.
Hello, thank you for calling Glamour Bath. The leading manufacturer of walk-in bathtubs.
Yes.
Starting as low as $2,899. We are looking forward to speaking with you. Please leave your name and phone number.
No. It says our phones are open 24 hours a day. Hello? I believe it says that your phones are open 24 hours a day. Why am I getting a machine? I need to find out about your bathtubs. I haven't been able to bathe in a week. I've hit my threshold of obesity. Can you please call me? It's 206-888-CUNT. Thank you. Is that okay?
Did you hang up on me?
No, you're still there. I did it right. Is that okay?
Hello.
I'm there. You don't hear me?
Yes, I do. Did you hang up on me?
Yes, I did.
Now, Nate, call somewhere that's actually fucking open.
How am I supposed to know? It said 24 hours.
Who cares if it's about the tub? Let's just
do
some
fine. Living XL.
I mean, that's no good.
But you know they all know you over there. They know you there. We want to ask about giant tubs. Oh, these are... Let's see, tubs. Are you sure they're open 24 hours a day?
Oh, honey, of course.
How about the bathtub transfer bench?
Okay.
It's $200. It's a bathtub transfer blend. It says an extra two legs on this 550-pound capacity bath bench. Makes it easy to get in and out of the tub. Constructed from rust-proof, anodized aluminum tubing with riveted reinforced joints. Dual cross-braced legs with a suction cup, feet for
another extra... corner product I want to ask about.
Another one? Well, we... scales. Did we talk? Did you do scales yet?
Scale? Okay, no. Okay, let's call.
Okay. Goody. It's a goody.
Do not ruin this name.
Do you have the number?
No.
Don't yell at me. Okay. Let me see.
Why is there not open?
Okay. It must be a holiday for fatty stores. Let's see. Living XL. Okay, here we go. We're getting ready to call. This exciting. Don't fall asleep. And don't go into convulsions. XL. Oh. Okay, here we go. Shh. Shh.
Thank you for calling Living XL. Our call center is closed.
Oh, your mother does.
Please leave us a message, and we will return your call as soon as possible.
I'll record your message at the tone.
I'll tone.
Hang up
or stay on the line for further options.
Hello, I'm calling about the 12-inch beaded herringbone necklace. It's gold. The item is 226232, and I'd like to order that. Hello?
Thank you. If you'd like to add to it, enter 1. To listen to it, 2. To reroll, I'll transfer you now.
What did you press?
Uh-oh. 0.
Uh-oh. Hello? Hello? I don't think this is going to get us anywhere. Well, that sucks. I guess it's a fatty holiday, I think.
Isn't there another fatty chronic website?
But we're like junkies, aren't we? I mean, what's open 24 hours? That's for fatty. If Living XL isn't open, I'll just Google 24-hour shopping hotline. For addicts. Let's see. Walmart to offer round-the-clock shopping. Pittsburgh. Oh, 24-hour abortion hotline.
No.
Oh, you've done that before. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Mustafa Center. 24-hour shopping mana for electronics. Oh, this is overseas. This could be really good. So tell them this is in Singapore or something. So just tell them you want to buy the bathtub. They'll probably have a funny
answer. No, honey, that won't work now.
Yes, it will, because they're in a time zone where it's daytime.
They won't understand. That's not good.
No, it's English. Let's just try it. Come on. Sometimes I make... What country is this in? 65 is the country code.
That's going to be very expensive. Let's
Who cares? Oh, it's 65. It's Singapore, so just deal with it. Just come on, Singapore. They speak English. Why are you so worried about this?
Please don't worry about it.
Shopping, Rilch. Right. Please don't worry about it. Okay, so let's see. This could be good. Singapore shopping, Rilch. They were calling Singapore, and you're asking about the walk-in bathtub. It's called the Mustafa Center. Uh-oh. It says Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. Then how is it 24 hours?
Street director. Hello?
Hello?
You're her street director. Good afternoon. How may I help you?
Hi. Well, I was looking for a bathtub for an obese person and was wondering if you sell that.
This is street director. Sure, you dialed the wrong number.
Excuse me?
This is street directory.
Okay, and what do you sell?
We're not selling anything, sir. You called. What are you eating? Are you needing anything?
I'm a woman, first of all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And second of all, what are you selling?
Oh, I'm not... this is street directory. Are you calling the right number?
The directory?
What number and company are you calling?
Well, I was trying to find a scale or a prolapse or something for my friend who's clinically obese and housebound.
Oh, you dialed the wrong number. This is an advertising company.
Oh, well, can you help me to help me?
She hung up on you. Hey, but at least it was a human being.
Advertising company.
Yeah, that was pretty good, though. Hotline.
Good try, Mary.
China. China's open right now.
I don't want to talk to China. Someone in America. Well, else I'm going to go to sleep. Figure it out, bitch.
Hold on. Here we go. Let's see, Tokyo. Okay. Here's a phone number. I don't even know what this means. I don't understand these phone numbers.
Fuck.
What? Why did you say fuck? Was something wrong?
No. Mostly.
Oh. Let's see. Here we go. Yokohama Tourist Information Center.
Excuse me.
Here, Sapporo Tourist Information Center. Could you ask them about shopping? Would that be okay?
What?
I'm wondering if you would mind asking about people and about where to buy. No, that doesn't really make sense, does it?
America, bitch.
America's closed. It's the middle of the night.
There's lots of places that are open.
Like what?
I don't know, the Home Shopping Network.
Yeah, but they're so used to having prank phone calls, though. I mean, you have to really... maybe, I don't know. What about Prolapse Hotline? Let's just see what comes up. Prolapse videos. Watch about prolapse on MeFedia. Let's see. Prolapse of the uterus of the cow. Signs and symptoms. Oh, God. I don't want you to call an emergency room because that could take away from... Prolapse Autocade Rhinoscope Hotline. Phoenix Hospital South End Consultation. And frangial ginal slingplasty, a daycare procedure in the management of prolapse.
Okay, what about
lips videos? Here, look. Listen. This is funny because when I search for prolapse hotline, it says lips videos. Your auntie Cameo Cheryl calls the HPV hotline about her prolapse. What?
Listen. Yeah. Degree.com, 1-800.
Hold on. Let me write it down. Hold on, I'm coming. Degree.com?
Sure.
800-985. Yeah.
6074. And I'll ask about them. Being a prolapse technician and about having a beginning in education. Hopefully they'll be open.
Dialed is temporarily unavailable. Please check the number and try your call again later.
800-985-6075?
I don't know, degree.com.
Oh, God. When I search for prolapse hotline, all that comes up is Yeast Radio now. Mental prolapse induces necrophilism.
Listen, go to the fucking website and figure it out, bitch.
Are you that dumb? What is the website again? Degree? It's an antiperspirant. This is just some bullshit site. What are you talking about? This is some crap.
I don't know.
This doesn't make any sense. It's just some spammy site that sends you to other sites. I don't know.
No, it's not.
Why don't we just call something that advertises for me, how I cured my candida? Let's see. That's one of the ads. Okay, we have it. Last candida can be eliminated fast and for good. See, there's some wonderful tips here about candida, but there are no phone numbers included. But you can order there. Okay, that's not good. Treat yeast infections. Blockmyyeast.com. Let's see. Yeah. Diflucan. I don't know, Cheryl. I really am at a loss here. I don't know.
Let me see.
Oh, wait a second. Here's an ad. Somebody responded. Madge, love your show, but I'm not as big as Andy. I only weigh 250 pounds, but I live in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I'm a friend of Andy's online as well, but I take verbal abuse well. I think I'm gay, and I live with my boyfriend. Oh, he's pulling. Don't fucking bullshit me. That's real clever. You know, you think you're gay and you live with your boyfriend. Ha ha. First of all, if you're fat enough, you wouldn't have a boyfriend. If you have a boyfriend, you're obviously too skinny for this show. Sorry, but thank you. Oh, you know what I have to do? Okay, I have to call that fucking Juicy Fruit Radio or whatever the fuck they are. And they want me to No, we're going to call it this fucking person keeps bugging me to do a promo for his 100th show like anybody fucking cares. But at least if I have you on here, we can do them and then shut the fuck up. Where the fuck is it? What the fuck is his name? Oh, here. Here's his... God, this bit queen's been working my last gay nerve. Loopy Fruit Radio. Okay, we'll call it and we'll pretend we listen to it and then we like it. And then we'll say, just kidding, not really, or something. Hold on. At least add a contact. Ruby Fruit Dumb. Let's see. God, I hate podcasts. Stupid. Ruby Fruit. I hate that when people make me do... I don't fucking make people do shit like that for my shows. Why do they do it to me? Oh, I'm having my 100th show. Oh, it's my 200th show. Do a special recording.
Yeah, but I just had my 80th program. Did you listen yet? No.
I did, yeah. It was funny. With Lady Reptastic. Right. It was actually a Reptastic program I enjoyed for once. But you didn't talk about me enough, though. I didn't like how you were referring. You should have talked more about the Negress Bonnet.
Hi, you've reached loopyfruit.com. This is David and Raul. Please leave us a message, and we'll play you on loopyfruit.com podcast.
Love you, mean it. Please send your fax now, or go to the tone to leave a voice message. Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Hello, this is Madge Weinstein of Yeast Radio, voluntarily recording a message for your 100th show. I don't know which one of you is the Chinese one, but your show is really my favorite podcast. Actually, Cheryl Markowski of whorehole.org is here too. Isn't it your favorite podcast, Cheryl?
Hello, honey. Your program is so great.
It's our favorite.
You know, I've never listened to it, but it's really amazing.
It's great.
And
fat people love it too.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. It's the best one out there.
I wonder like that cereal, the what is it, the Fruit Loops.
Juicy Fruit. It's a gum, Cheryl. It's a gum. It's a gum. Juicy Fruit, you mean?
You mean like a fixident?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So we just love your program, though we've never heard it.
Not really.
And It's amazing, and congratulations on 100 shows.
Yeah, congratulations on 100 shows. And listen, don't when you make 200 shows, don't fucking call me and make you do another recording. Do I call you and ask you to record shit for my fucking show? No, I don't, so leave me the fuck alone next time. Cheryl, what do you press? Can you press the things so that we can listen to the message? Pound, and then, because I can't press no buttons.
If you are satisfied,
we
want to
hear it. We
want
to listen.
To re-record,
let's listen.
Two. To review your messages, press three.
That's what we
to
want.
To enter your K7 security.
Hello, this is Matt Weinstein of Yeast Radio, voluntarily recording a message for your 100th show. I don't know which one of you was the Chinese one, Well, your show is really my favorite podcast. Actually, Cheryl Murkowski of whoerhole.org is here, too. Isn't it your favorite podcast, Cheryl?
Hello, honey. Your program is so good.
It's our favorite.
You know, I've never listened to it, but it's really amazing.
It's great.
And
well, people love it, too.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds more than like that cereal, the, what is it, the... Fruit Loops.
Juicy
and
Fruit.
You sound
it's
so
a gum, Cheryl. It's a gum. It's a gum. Juicy Fruit, you mean?
You mean like a fix-it-ant?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, we just love your program, though we've never heard it.
I really.
And it's amazing, and congratulations on
100
shows.
Yeah, congratulations on 100 shows. And listen, when you make 200 shows, don't fucking call me and make you do another recording. Do I call you and ask you to record shit for my fucking show? No, I don't. So leave me the fuck alone next time. Cheryl, what do you
press?
Can you press the things so that we can listen to the message? Pound, and then I can't press no button.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1.
Can
to re-record,
press, 1.
Press 2. To review your message, your message has been sent.
Oh, thank God. That's
goodbye.
God, those people are. Have you ever heard that show? I never. They live in Chicago. I've never once even listened to it.
It must be amazing.
I'm sure it is. Well, it's been around for a while. I'm sure it's great. But I feel bad because I said Chinese.
Honey.
What?
You're completely racist.
I am not. Now, why didn't you talk more about the Negress Bonnet? You made it sound like it was going to be all about the Negress Bonnet on the show. You barely even talked about the Negress Bonnet on your program number 80.
I have not received the Negress Bonnet yet. Negress.
Well, I was modeling them. Which one do you like more, the colored one or the purple Negress Bonnet?
The what?
Which bonnet do you like more, the colored one or the purple one? The one with the pretty flowers is more like a shower cap, or the more traditional Negress Bonnet with the the twist tie at the top so you can... have a little
with the
bow.
White frillies.
With the bow on top.
I like the white frilly.
The white frilly is the colored one.
The what?
Colored one.
Okay. I just wasn't sure what it would say. So, Holly,
what?
I'm a mess. And I should really go to sleep.
Yeah, you better, because otherwise you'll pass the window and you'll need more Xanax or whatever it is you're taking.
Oh, honey, I'm way past the Xanax. Why?
All right. All right, Cheryl.
Anyways,
this was a very long
you.
Show. You too, and feel better and don't get sick. No more hospitals with those crazy people.
I know. Thank you. Okay. We'll talk to you soon, baby.
Good night. Get fucked.
Night.
Right.
Bye-bye.
You shithead, where are my pills? That bitch can afford it. She's got another couple grand coming for this one. Can't she at least give me my fucking pills?
Thank you for holding.
Come on with me. Come sing with me, honey.
You're welcome.
Get the coke off your nose, come on. Honey.
This is my panis.
It's gonna start, come on.
That's good.
Clock strikes upon the hour, and my pain begins turd fade.
Mm-hmm.
Still enough time to figure out how how to chase my whiteness away.
Sudden fright.
I'm gonna ride.
Sudden fright.
Till now, it's the light that shows Cheryl how.
Tremendous. Tremendous.
Thank you for holding.
That's good.
You're welcome.
Friday.
I had a yeast infection.
This is my panel.
Friday.
Those are the
ones.
This is
my
panel.
This is my
are called homosexual.
I had a yeast infection. I had a yeast infection.
Believe me that that's perfectly normal.
I had a yeast infection.
He may even be somewhat awkward in his movements at this time. And this too will have a problem. A vagina.
I had a yeast infection.
Republicans keep telling me that you ain't no good. Oh, they don't know. They don't have a fucking clue. I guess they're uptight. And I'm stuck like glue. 'Cause I loved a lesbian the way that I love you. You're my favorite lesbian on the internet. You get me so hot, I just can't stop listening. The day you murdered me and I came. You're the best thing that I ever had. Mess me once again. Don't you never, never say that we're through. 'Cause I ain't never loved a lesbian the way that I love you.
Dull Bread.